The fear is marijuana the Trojan horse? Because there are people in this country who are fighting for the legalization or decriminalization of all drugs.
The government has as much of a right to control what I as an adult put into my body as it does what I put into my mind. It's none of their business.
Tax and Regulate Cannabis is a statewide initiative that would allow for adults 21 years of age and older to possess up to an ounce and cultivate 25 square feet. It would also allow for cities and counties to decide how and if they would like to tax the commercial sales and commercial cultivation.
This is a public policy nightmare.
And the folks who drafted and crafted this initiative really did it a little half-baked, if you will. And tons of flaws, problems economically, problems in the workplace, you know, problems on the road.
Are we as a society ready and willing to accept another intoxicant and then deal with all the social consequences that comes along with that? First of all, we have to look at another intoxicant in our roadways.
If you use marijuana, you can use it right before getting into a vehicle and driving. You can stop. You can use marijuana, in the middle of a trip and then get back in the car. Law enforcement professionals will tell you that they don't have a scale, not like blood alcohol level, where you can judge how impaired you are.
One of the challenges is that it puts California in direct conflict with federal law.
Paying a tax to your city, to your local government, to your state, you're putting yourself, on basically a list saying to the federal government, yeah, we're marijuana dealers.
One of the other challenges is it puts California in direct conflict with the Federal Drug Free Workplace Act. And any city, any county, any government agency, school district, university, government contractor, anybody who gets federal funding of $100,000 or more has to comply with the Drug Free Workplace Act. How do you deal with that? How do you comply with that when your employees very likely are going to test positive?
I think everybody kind of understands that our current drug policy has failed, and by taxing and regulating cannabis, we'll make for safer communities and allow for the state to have a chance to get out of its budget deficit.
Big time drug dealers, they're making hundreds of millions, billions of dollars every year, tax free, by the way.
Right now, this drug violence going on down in Mexico, it's awful. And I can tell you one thing for certain, the drug cartels do not want you to vote yes on the tax cannabis initiative.
We in the state of California as taxpayers literally could save hundreds of millions of dollars per year, if not $1 billion a year, that now we actually spend in a futile effort to try to eradicate marijuana as well as to prosecute and incarcerate nonviolent marijuana offenders. And of course, you can tell how successful we are in the eradication of marijuana because it's still the largest cash crop in the state of California.
California is a decriminalized state, and it's a medical marijuana state, and we're still arresting nearly 75,000 people a year. That's outrageous. It's a waste of resources.
People are really asking questions about why are we wasting taxpayers' money trying to arrest, prosecute, and imprison marijuana offenders when we could be reaping tax benefits from a legally regulated market.
I don't know if really they're going to see the economic boon out of it because of the race to the bottom as far as taxation, the regulation and the cost of regulation that they're going to have to incur, and will they be getting enough money from their taxation in order to fund that additional regulation? The fact that people can grow at home, why would you go to a store?
The entire hemp industry could be revitalized. Goes back thousands of years to the degree that in ancient Greek the word canvas and cannabis were synonymous. They were the same word. And we have simply thwarted that entire really important industrial purpose.
It's a perfect storm for proponents because the state is in a fiscal crisis and the cities and counties are in a fiscal crisis. But the challenge is we have to decide as a society, just because we can raise revenue from it, does that make it right?
If Americans have a right to drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and have guns, then they have a right to smoke a joint. It's as simple as that.
At one point, as a society, we're going to become morally bankrupt. this could be that line.
People that are supporting the status quo are on the wrong side of history. 2 years after we change away from this failed and hopeless policy, everybody will join arms, look back astonished, aghast that we could have perpetuated such a failed system for so long.
Are you high right now?
Absolutely not.